We are recording.
Okay, this is about 3:06 on Wednesday, June 15th, and I'm calling this monthly meeting of the National Airport Authority to order. Roll call, please.
Chairman Woods.
Here.
Vice Chairman Law.
Here.
Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
Director Duquette.
Here.
And Secretary Holland.
Here.
Okay, all present.
Okay, so public input as it would pertain to the minutes of this meeting, trying to add to the agenda of this meeting. Any takers?
Either of the public.
Okay, take that as a no. So moving on, minutes, approval of the NAA public minutes of May 18, 2022. I will move to approve the minutes from last month.
I'll second it.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, this will be a roll call vote. Please.
Okay, Chairman Woods.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law.
Yes.
Treasurer Heath.
Yep.
Director Duquette.
Yes.
Secretary Holland.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Treasurer's report. Approval of the May 2022 financial statements subject to audit.
Okay, we're 1 month away from the finish line, and as projected, as we discussed last month, our numbers are looking pretty good. We're going to be coming with a surplus and excess, it should be in excess of $80,000. There's various reasons for that. The variance to budget is a bunch of large items. Good thing that the fuel flowage, it's kind of interesting, the operations are down, but the fuel flowage is up significantly. And you'll see your reflection on that with next year's budget when we get to that point next month. Other things of note, the building and grounds maintenance is kind of $17,000 surplus, only because a lot of main reasons because we couldn't find anybody to do the thing until August.
So, Dave, if I could, we received the invoice today for the painting of the fuel farm, so that's $7,150.
Okay, good. That is not the building and grounds maintenance, that is fuel farm maintenance. Which is another one that was $20,000 over budget or under budget.
Right. So we have that.
That's going to be going away.
Right. We have that, and the painter's coming in supposedly August 1st. Right. And I was speaking with Mark Cadis from National Wallpaper,
yep.
And I'm going to get the paint and all the supplies ordered.
Okay. Good.
And hopefully paid for next week.
Okay. So we'll have all the materials.
Correct.
Before June 30th.
Correct.
Good. So we'll pay
for that.
That's
the plan.
Okay. And then the labor piece. What's the split of the two things roughly? The split of the labor versus materials?
You know that? Don't really know the exact number. He's going to bill us by the hour.
Okay.
There's a lot of prep work to be done.
And the materials piece is?
Unknown. I'll find out next week.
Okay.
They're sending somebody down from National Wallpaper to size the job, figure out how much paint prep material we need.
Okay. Anyway, those are two pretty good size items that have exceeded budget, or actually been holding the budget from an expense perspective. Other things, the vehicle repairs and maintenance, we're still looking for a vehicle. Other than that, we're not a ton of other expenses. I guess marketing, of course, we haven't done anything with that. We've done a little bit with that. Some of those items are going to be rolled over. A piece is going to be rolled into 2023. Some of the expenses that didn't happen this year. So we'll pick that up in the 2023 budget. But as it stands right now, we're looking pretty good with a surplus for this year. The balance sheets. Still looking good. There's the retainage from the projects that are on the books. When did we actually settle that? Was that in June? Chris, I know it was recently where the state gave us the money finally, and we paid them. That was like, no.
For Continental?
Yeah.
It was May.
No, that was May.
That was May, okay.
Yeah.
So the $200,000 of retainage on the balance sheet, and the offset to fix assets is going to happen before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes to the thing that needs to be cleaned up. So, and then the cash, you know, we're still in good shape cash wise. The operating account has, we have approximately $660,000 in liquidity, let's put it that way. So, other than that, you may have any questions?
Dave, I have a question for you. It's just about the snow removal. Why is the income? I guess maybe you said it already. I missed it, but isn't that expense for the airport?
Well, there's two pieces of it. There's the revenue piece, which is somewhere around $3,600 per storm, or $3,300, I forget. So that's how much we bill the hangar, you know, the property owners. To plow the snow, and then so the revenue piece is that billing, and then the expense piece just kind of gets thrown into the, you know, the overtime and the payroll, the part-time payroll that we incur to actually plow the snow. Does that make sense?
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I didn't realize that the airport billed the hangar tenants or the property owners per storm. I didn't realize that was actually the case. So that's new to me, but that's helpful. Thank you for explaining that.
Yeah. I mean, a typical, you know, T-hangar building like 107 or 109, you know, they're basically $100 per storm. And then the larger hangar, some larger hangars, you'll get a little bit more. But,
yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, thanks for
the explanation. Okay. I know, on the one hand, we want it to snow a lot. But on the other hand,
no.
We got expenses to deal with.
We hemorrhage money when it snows.
Yeah.
Especially with diesel fuel.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, if you look at the cost of doing this entire airport versus billing the hangars, you know, we got off easy this year with the five storms.
Right.
Now, we had a bunch of ice storms this past year that we were still out there doing runway and taxiways. So, again, hemorrhaging money.
Yep.
But unfortunately, we can't control Mother Nature.
We could do with $8 a gallon of diesel this winter.
We just teleported for a trailer across the country with the diesel.
We get about a mile and a half a gallon.
It's about $400 a day in diesel fuel.
Thanks. So that's kind of the overview. The 2023 budget, Chris and Susan just finished that the other day. So I'm going to look at it, and my hope is to get something to the board before the next meeting so that we can discuss it and hopefully vote on it on the July meeting. We are having a July meeting. I know sometimes we take a meeting off in the summer. It's July or August we take off.
It's usually July, I think, so we take July off.
Yeah, easily. Okay, well, we'll stick with July, and then we'll take August off. Okay. Anybody else have any questions?
I'd make a motion to approve the May financials as presented, subject to audit.
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, Chris, would you call the roll, please?
Sure. Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Okay. May 2022 financial statements subject to audit are approved, and we're going to table the financial, the 2023 financial budget to the next meeting.
Right.
Okay. Brings us to communications. We have no formal communications with anybody this month. And that brings us to the tower report.
Sure.
Excuse me, one second. Sue, did you want to add what Greg brought to last month's meeting to communications? Or last month, Greg brought that package in, if you recall, during the meeting. And so it didn't make it into communications, and we discussed this the other day.
It should really be put on an agenda for legal purposes, like that it's been recorded, but I didn't put it on there because I wasn't sure how to handle it, where it was given. I thought it was...
Could do it next month?
Well, I could, what I'm thinking, though, is I could just put it in a file because it was more, I don't think it was a communication, so...
As it was addressed to myself and the board.
I can adjust this and put it on the agenda now, or you want me to put it on for next month?
Well, what is this about old business to talk to? Is that the same thing?
Well, it's not communication, though.
It's not communication.
Okay. It is the same thing.
Okay.
It's the same subject.
Okay, so that was that
proposal.
Google Earth thing that you showed for the...
Right.
The
letter.
Footprint.
Yeah.
So I guess I would suggest, put it on for next month, and, I guess you can note the fact that, this was handed in earlier, if anyone wishes to come to the office and...
Right. Well, I do that
when
I write all the minutes, all the communications
to
place on file.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And
like you said, Susan, then it's legal. It's all done.
Okay. Okay. I'll do that
first.
Okay. Thank you.
So I apologize. It talks in the minutes about the fact that he came and talked to us. So what piece am I missing that needs to be addressed?
If you look at your communications on the minute, I didn't receive it, so it's not there.
So you have Greg had that handout, did he?
Yeah.
Did he write it with him?
So the fact that...
So it wasn't in last month's communications, and it wasn't in this month.
Correct.
So it's the simplest thing to amend the minutes.
Right, you want me to just amend the minutes and put it under communications here? The last month's minutes.
Yeah, and then
it will be done with?
Yep. Okay.
Because I can do that as well, too. I can just amend the first page.
Yeah, I would just make a motion to amend the minutes to reflect the communication received by...
Second.
Third.
Okay.
Roll call.
Okay. So, Jeff, did you hear all that?
Yes. Fine thing.
Okay. Okay. So we have a motion that's been seconded. Call the roll again, please.
Chairman Woods.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law.
Yes.
Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
Director Duquette.
Yes.
Secretary Holland.
Yes.
Okay, so Susan will amend the minutes to reflect the communication we received.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on. Power report. And what I'm seeing reported here is that for the month of May, we have 7,114 operations. We are up 893 over April, a 14% rise month to month. As compared to May of last year, we're down 746 or 9%. And we're catching up a little bit on year to date. We started at down 29%, now we're down 17%. So trending upward.
So where's the year to date number though? So year to date, 2022. Basically, that now, that's the difference from last month. And this is the difference from the same period last year.
So we started at almost
37 now. Where is last year?
Is it over here?
Yeah, this is the month for 2021. So that's the comparable to last year.
So 7,060 versus 7,140.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. And the month before.
Okay. So basically we're catching up. Okay. Although interestingly enough, there's a pretty good spike in jet fuel for which March, April, May.
Yeah, but those don't have a lot of operations. They come
right. It's just an interesting spike on the fuel.
I know. But understand that fuel is when it's delivered to the tanks, not when it's put in the aircraft.
Right, so it's a lagging indicator.
Yeah. It's like glucose versus A1C.
Those planes took the fuel previously and they had to put the tanks on.
So Wes, can we thank you for flowing a little more 100 low end? We started flying more often than flying through your airplane.
There is a tech in May. There's a tech from...
As soon as you got it.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you get the 100 Yeah, 100 low end.
I brought it home at the end of March.
Well, I tell you, if you look at it, it goes, March, April, May is a nice hockey stick.
And the fuel consumption is such, I have to fuel after every flight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to complete that to fill the airplane.
Perfect question.
Keep those cards and letters coming.
Okay, and that brings us to the manager's report.
Okay, no recent events. I'll talk about a recent incident when we get to other items of interest. Upcoming events at the airport, June 18th, this Saturday, from 8 to 2, we have the New Hampshire Aviation Museum Fly-In and Barbecue. It's a paid event. You have to pay to attend, and I believe they're close to selling out again this year. They had a PBY Catalina scheduled to come to do rides. They've canceled that, unfortunately. But we're expecting greater than a dozen flying aircraft like we had last year. And like I said, a good turnout of the foot traffic coming in.
We should put Wes's plane out there.
I was invited, but unfortunately, I'm hosting an aerobatic practice day at Keene that day.
Yeah, well, the plane can be there. I don't care about you. We just want
Dave can back you down, take it for a rip, get it warm.
There you go.
Another event, September 17th, Saturday as well, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., we have the Wheels and Wings event. We've hired a catering truck to cater food at this event this year. Sandy's too busy, doesn't have enough staff to do it like she's done in past years. So she's good with this. It's called Denali's Land and Seafood Truck. Pretty popular in town, especially if you like lobster rolls, I was told.
Is that the same as Denali?
No. It's the Donald and another guy, and they call it Denali's.
Okay. So it's not the stuff going over on...
No, that's Denali's.
Denali's.
Another thing that was just brought to my attention this morning is... I've been talking with Don Belisle, and he's involved in a Cirrus group, Cirrus/COPA. I don't even know what COPA stands for at this point, but...
Cirrus Owners and Processors.
Those, okay. They're planning a fly-in for July 16th now, and they're getting a lot of attention to it. So far, they have about 30 planes signed up for it.
Oh, wow.
So we'll do the same thing we do for all these events, where we'll be moving Air Direct's aircraft onto the transient ramp, and we use the whole tower ramp for the Cirrus fly-in for the day.
So that
should be
a
good turnout. And Cirrus is bringing possibly the Cirrus jet.
That Mike Green's going to fly that?
I'm not sure.
That's what he keeps it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Mike or Cirrus themselves that they're going to bring an aircraft. And all the talks, discussions, speeches will all be going on in John Belisle's hangar, the old Carafuge hangar.
Right.
And they're going to display the jet if they bring it inside his hangar.
So with all those aircraft, is it the plural of Cirrus? Is that like Cirri? Or is it Cirruses?
Apostrophe?
Bunch of guys flying Cirrus aircraft. Cirrus, Cirrus pilots.
And what day is that?
That is Saturday, July 16th. Don't know the exact times yet. Don just started running by me this morning. And he's going to stay in touch with me. You know, we can't take too many aircraft in, and I told him if it gets too big, they're going to have to use the grass tie-downs for parking. So anyways, he says he doesn't anticipate too much more. He said all the big players have already signed up for it. So that should be a good event. Hopefully sell a lot of fuel that day.
Anyone give a Sandy a heads up?
Yep. I told the girls this afternoon we're in there. Also called the tower and let the tower know that they're going to probably have to have extra staff on that morning, that day. Other items of interest, everybody keep in mind that Scott S. Pepperell is open and active. The broadcast on the National ADIS, any activity at Pepperell. When active, avoid Pepperell within a 2-mile radius. Fuel farm tanks have been painted. They are complete. Thanks a lot. I think they're still putting the labels on, but everything's been painted. The tanks came out great. A little tricky painting all the pipes everywhere, but it's all covered. All the rust got covered up. They used the paint that was like a POR type paint over rust. They look good. That should stop the corrosion.
So they're putting on the do not drink what's in the tank label?
Right? Yeah.
Be
no smoking.
Yeah, no smoking. free fuel, I mean, no, $8 a gallon. Again, we discussed this briefly earlier, the NEA building will be painted beginning in August. We're going to get all the supplies, get that all ready, and start prepping it before the painters get here. I had Eldon fix up the pressure washer. We're going to do a lot of pressure washing to strip the paint.
Same color?
I think so. It's going to make it a lot easier to cover up.
I think it'll be a nice pad. I think like a sunburst or something.
You know, put the NEA logo on it.
Yeah.
Well, we have National Airport Authority on the building, but right. This is all, sure, you guys let me know.
We need three colors. And somebody project the logo onto the building and then trace it. Get Manny Ramirez to do it.
Like I said, we've got to get some artists in, too. Yeah. These guys throw paint. These guys aren't artists.
Yeah.
there's going to be a lot of repointing and sealing up bricks. There's a lot of prep work. This is going to be quite a project, actually.
Yep.
Next, May 23rd. This is the incident we're going to talk about. We had a helicopter incident on the golf ramp. Thankfully, there were minor injuries. Bob Cloutier was the instructor in the helicopter. It was a student-owned R-44. Student went to lift off, and they experienced the dynamic rollover. So didn't have the cyclic quite in the sweet spot. The helicopter started walking backwards when it was light on the skids, caught a skid, and rolled over, and it all happened within a matter of seconds. Helicopter's destroyed. But again, nobody was seriously hurt. Moving forward, there'll be new operating procedures in place for helicopters operating in and out of 111 Perimeter Road CR helicopters. I have had this discussion with Bob Cloutier twice now. He was putting the word out. There is nothing in writing yet. This was all verbal. So we'd have time to put this together and I could let the board know what we're talking about. And Bob's on board with this. He understands it's, this isn't meant to be punishment for anybody. This is about safety for the tenants of the airport, the property of the airport, et cetera, and the pilots and the helicopters. There'll be no more practice maneuvers on the golf ramp and no takeoffs or landings in close proximity to the hangars. No helicopters will be parked at any time on the taxiway between 111 Perimeter CR helicopters hangar and 109 Perimeter. All helicopters will be moved between CR helicopters hangar and golf ramp utilizing ground handling wheels or by electric power jack with ground handling wheels or a dolly. I think they have a dolly occasionally too. Takeoffs and landings are only permitted on the golf ramp. If the golf ramp does not have adequate room due to multiple corporate jets or other fixed-wing aircraft being on the ramp, and or a helicopter is directed by Infinity Aviation line personnel not to land on the ramp, the helicopter may land on the inner taxi lane in front of CR helicopter and make an effort to move the helicopter back to the hangar by aforementioned methods as soon as practicable. Now, this doesn't happen in 10 seconds. So if they're forced to do that, they're going to be in somebody's way for a little bit, but they're going to make their best effort to move as quickly as they can. Obviously, we can't land them on top of the jets that are parked on the ramp.
Is the tower aware of this? Are they going to be?
Yes.
Okay, so they're going to direct.
Yep, we've already had discussions with Tower Chief.
And if the ship is forced to land in front of 111, it's going to be the instructor flying it, correct?
Well, unless it's a student that's out for a solo, so I can't specify that. Okay. Student solos, just like airplanes, and, quite frankly, just like airplanes, they have to taxi, they have to get fuel. It's not always as perfect as everybody would like it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But he runs a business out of there. It's a busy business. In the past and present, he's been a major contributor to the movements of the aircraft, to the movements of the airport. So again, this is not to be misconstrued as punishment or gratuitous inconvenience. The helicopters operating in and out of CR helicopter. It's about enhanced safety and reducing the exposure to risk for everyone at our airport. Safety is our number one priority. And when I spoke with Bob, we had another discussion this morning. Somebody had approached one of his tenants that is, he's also a CFI, by the way, and owns his own R-44. Bob told me, he came in this morning and told me that he goes, I forgot to tell Steve, the gentleman that was in the helicopter, and he apologized, and he's, you know, making it a point to reach out to everybody. I said, it's all going to be in writing. I'll hand it to you in writing. You can hand it out to all the people after we've discussed it in the meeting. And again, Bob's on board with this. He understands it's not a punishment. It's there to make everybody safe, including the helicopter people. So that's that.
And they'll still have access to what, the grass tie-down area?
Yep, they still have access to the grass tie-down, the compass rows when we're using runway 32, and they can use what we refer to as the grassy knoll with the helipad on it, just north of the compass rows area.
Just an observation. This is probably the only airport I have been at that has helicopter traffic. Does not have a marked helicopter landing area. And that's not particularly, not necessarily relevant exactly to the situation, but it might be something the board would consider adding as an improvement.
Like, you're talking about the marking is like for a big H?
Yes.
Where would you suggest that we put this?
I would guess that would be up to you. The obvious first place would be out where they put the transients out. Next to Taxiway Charlie. If you wanted to direct traffic for CNR, you could put another one out there. But it just occurred to me that there is no designated place for folks to, in helicopters, to go.
So when we have transient copters, they come in generally one of two places, now maybe a third too, but they come in and land approximately where the plows are usually stored in the wintertime, or they're landing on the Infinity ramp. Infinity actually rents that entire ramp.
Mm-hmm.
So,
installing those markings, as you know, where the plows are, you know, we see the Rhode Island, New Jersey Guard helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
That makes perfect sense. But this is I think this might be one of the very few airports I've seen where, you know, the helicopter guys actually don't have any guidance as to where they should go.
So
what
do they do when they come in and land in that spot? Do they have to wheel over to the hangar?
Are we talking again about the CNR?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Or any helicopter.
If it's a transient, they just park wherever they're
right. Right. But as far as, like right. Susan's saying, if, you know, CR helicopter, that would be out of the question.
Right.
Forcing them to land over.
Oh, no,
I didn't know if you meant this to be for like a specific helicopter. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions for Chris this evening?
Hey, Gentlemen, I just recommend Chris and everybody that worked with the accident and, you know, making sure that public eyes were not in the teaser cross. Obviously, it's something unfortunate we don't want to happen, but it was handled well. So definitely much appreciated.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is totally unrelated to the helicopter thing or pretty much anything. I just happened to, I've been going to Infinity a couple of times recently, and I just noticed that there's a ton of cars parked on Perimeter Road in the Infinity parking lot, which is out front there. And they're not all Infinities. It looks like the company across the street is using that parking lot.
Quality insulation.
Yeah. And you know, they're parking on the road as well, which I guess you can't stop that, but does Greg pay, does Infinity pay
no.
for those space, that parking lot?
No, nope, that is public parking.
Okay,
for
so that's,
the airport.
That's
yep.
a free-for-all for anybody then.
Yep.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that they weren't paying for a whole bunch of spots and then
no.
people were using them.
Well, I think if Greg were paying for that space, we'd have heard about it.
Yeah.
Well, it's been discussed, but it is public parking for the airport, and unfortunately, our airport doesn't have a lot of public parking because of the size of the airport. Hence the reason why everybody is allowed to drive into the fenced-in area who has aircraft.
We have this parking lot out here, which is kind of a no-man's land, but it'd be kind of hard to go to Infinity from there.
And then you run into problems with filling this parking lot up. It's just like when we have had CrossFit events, mm-hmm. and then everybody thinks that Sandy's restaurant's full, and they turn around.
Yep. So. Okay.
It's not a great situation, Dave. They approached me a couple of years ago and said, hey, can you build us a parking lot? And I said, no, but you can build a parking lot.
Who's they?
Quality. Okay. And that property's owned by Romeo Dene.
Yeah.
And, you know, the expense to build a parking lot is just not something that the airport should be responsible for.
Nope. I don't know.
For private, you know, for-profit business. So, I told them at the time, I said, if you'd like to construct a parking lot and lease land, we can talk about that, and they never get back to me.
Okay, any other questions for Chris this evening? Okay, so moving on to engineer's report.
All right, can you guys get me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so Jim is administering two projects on behalf of the authority. The first being the rehabilitation of QA Alpha. The status of that project, unfortunately, no update since last meeting on the issuance of the grant to fund the work. I did speak with Carol via email last week on Wednesday to request an update. She replied, and she said that she would be working on it this Friday. If she didn't get it out then, she'd get it out Monday. Here we are Wednesday. I still haven't heard anything, although we did reach out today. We did not receive a response. So no other updates aside from that. Any questions on the Taxway Alpha yet?
Now, can you fix the percentages, please, Nick? I'm sorry, it's an accounting thing that I can't get over.
It's 110%. What's the problem?
Good catch.
The percentages being the 100%. Oh, yep. You're absolutely right.
You're just going above and beyond there. We understand.
Those percentages.
Working for that 100% though, would you?
Yeah. Shoot for 110, we'll hit 100 every time.
The same issue with golf ramp funding.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what happens when you're copying.
Yes.
Control C, Control V strikes again. Command C.
All right. So sorry, there are no questions on the project. All right. The second is the rehabilitation of golf ramp and foxtrot ramp.
I'm sorry, Nick.
And as you know,
Nick,
we have a. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. So on that rehab, tacked it off again. You emailed to Carol last week, and she said it was going to be available last Friday.
This Friday.
Oh, this coming Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to
She said that she would be working on the grant offer last Friday, and that if she didn't get it out that Friday, it would be early this week.
Okay, so that promise hasn't happened. And there's nothing updated to give us hope that it's going to come this week. Right?
Not that we know of to this point.
Okay.
Taking care of her work, you should see it this week.
Okay.
And she did send an email, Nick. I think you can concur with this or corroborate with this, that Nash was the priority right now in terms of getting the next grant out, correct?
I believe so, yep.
Yeah.
And then regarding basically the same for the golf and foxtrot ramp, still waiting on the grant award for that project as well. So both projects are currently on hold. Any questions on the golfer?
No one's raising their hand.
Nick, are we still?
The delay.
Yeah, I was just thinking about where are we at in time, yeah.
To get it done this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, I think we're still looking at next year, Nick, is that correct?
If the grant is offered in the near future, I'd say by the end of the month, we could still construct this year.
So 2 weeks.
But we know that there's a, I can't remember exactly, call it a 7 week delay with the DOT process to get all the signatures.
And then Governor and Council.
And then Governor and Council, and this puts us usually into October.
Well, if let's say you get the grant offer before the end of the month, we would circulate it, get it back to her probably the same week, and then depending on the timing, I believe it's the 24th of the month, the Governor and Council agenda closes.
So that would
if we don't have it to then, it won't be on the next meeting. So ideally, the grant would be in place by August, and then we have a, is it 45 days, I believe, for construction?
We could
still potentially finish before the fall weather hits.
I mean, there's a statistical potential, but not a realistic potential.
Well,
correct. Yep. Yeah. Potential.
So this is a, am I just hearing that this is a 45-day program? So from start to finish, this whole $2 million deal is 45 days?
Yes.
Okay. So if this whole thing doesn't happen, but if the first part doesn't happen in the month, the July 24th meeting won't happen, and this thing is done.
Because it wouldn't go.
I think that's right.
Yeah. And how long is this, will Continental stick with this with the bid?
Their bid's not set to expire until late October. We bid them on 180 days.
Okay. So
should we be submitting some type of request to the DOT and copying whoever we could copy that would help them to, you know, explain the time pressures we're under and see if they can prioritize it in order to make the deadline?
It's time and money. I mean, this, you know, it's already at $2,435,000, and it's, you know, we're already, that it's not going to go down. This thing is sent to next year.
You know, something else we could add in communications. If we could get it done now, it's going to save money.
Right.
In the long run as well. But I'm not, I just don't know whether Carol and the team are aware of the time pressures on this and whether we could put something forth to make such a request.
Nick, is that timeline for Connell based on material delivery or purchase order delivery to them that their price holds? Like, what is their clock tied to? Like, actually getting materials in hand and done, or getting a purchase order to them by the end of that time frame?
By the end of that time frame, if they are under contract, then they're going to complete the work.
Okay. But next, I'm sorry, another little clerical thing. I'm seeing this estimated project funding totaling $2,435,000, but then in the words, the Continental bid price was $1,991,000. Where's the disconnect?
That is the engineering fee for design.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think I asked that last month. I'm sorry.
You did. Okay. Total project cost.
Yep.
All right. I guess I better
remember. Okay.
Huh? No. No. Are we being suspect? That's good. No. Nope. It probably wouldn't hurt to put that in the words so I don't forget again.
No worries. You can ask again next month.
Okay. That's a deal.
Yeah, that answer won't change.
Just want to clarify.
All right. And aside from the no update on the status of the competitive grant program for Bill, that's it for the engineer's report.
Yeah. This is Farrell. Any status on the on funding for the new tower?
I'm sorry, did you repeat that?
Any status on funding for a new tower?
No, we have not heard back. In our discussions, we've had several CIG meetings in the state of Maine with the FAA, and the tower are completely in the dark on it as well. It's being made, or those decisions are being made by people in D.C., and when the FAA finds out, it's likely when we'll find out what projects are being awarded.
Okay. I just wanted to ask.
You can ask again next month, sir.
Yeah, I will. I don't want you to feel lonely. Okay, does anybody have any other questions for Nick at this time? Okay. So that brings us to committees, of which we have none. That brings us to old business, marketing. Who wants to speak to marketing?
Well, I didn't think we were doing any marketing except for the swag stuff.
Yeah, we're doing some swag. Chris and I are working on just some swag stuff for the donation fund that we received. It's a separate thing, but nothing as a wholesale marketing effort right now. So we're still in the design phase, but really nothing on a wholesale marketing plan, per se.
Okay. And the he wanted to talk more about his development, but I guess we can table that to our next meeting. No new business, and Chris has already gone over upcoming events, the museum fly-in, the wheels and wings. I guess it was emphasized at lunch that you know, if you have a wheels and wings event, you know, it's like, put the word, you know, it's like we heard at lunch, maybe a little facetiously, put the word wings first.
So I addressed this with the city, and they requested that it remains Wheels and Wings.
And they're sponsoring it.
They're sponsoring it, and they've branded it this way for years. And trust me, I tried as soon as we had our first discussion this year, because there isn't another Wheels and Wings event, Wheels and Wings in the country. It's all Wings and Wheels.
Is it really?
Yeah. And they want to stick to this, and they sponsor the event as part of their Summer Fun series.
Wes?
I'm probably the instigator of that conversation at lunch.
No.
The folks that I spent yesterday evening down in Pittsburgh, and their airport manager spoke, and they deal directly with the airport folks in Bedford. And they discussed that in previous years, before things tightened up, they had different kinds of events on the airport property because they actually have 100 or so acres that you can bring in car shows. And last year, I think, was a Brazilian festival that created significant income for the airport. They've been told they can't do that anymore. But you can have as many Wings and Wheels events in coordination with non-aviation organization as you would like, just so long as it takes wings and wheels for them, and you have some number of airplanes that do the wings stuff. They're looking to fill a hole in their budget because they can no longer have these other kinds of activities.
They must have built a runway or something.
Well, they
took one away.
They took one away to zero. And that gave them another 50 or 60 acres.
Yeah. But they used to have concerts down in that area.
As far as the restrictions are concerned.
Yeah. But anyway, the point is, the FAA wants you to emphasize the wings part. But you can connect that with other kinds of events. So if you have a wings and something else, I don't know if it just has to be wheels.
It used to be the touch truck.
Yeah, that's right.
The first year came out,
it was touch truck. But when they brought it to the airport, Then they changed it. It was touch truck when it was held down at National High School.
Right.
It may have been touch truck the first year they had it here.
Yeah. First year,
it was touch truck.
And then the city changed it.
Yeah.
That's a community outreach event sponsored by the city of Nashua.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the impression I got was the airport could organize additional events with, in some way connected wings and, you know, whatever.
Anything aeronautical based, that's correct.
Or we can also have a barbecue if it consists of the gathering of pilots.
Pilot gatherings, that's correct.
Right. Yeah, we're good to go. So. Anyway, with that, public input as the meeting comes to a close. Wes?
Well, I'll offer the observation that I sat with some people who expressed their opinion of some of the dysfunction of the Fitchburg Airport Commission, and I guess I would like to take a minute to say thank you for all your constructive work to support the Nashville Airport, because not every airport has that.
Thanks. Good to hear, Wes.
Yeah, thank you.
It's nice to know that we're not dysfunctional.
We specialize in local function.
There you go. The Fitchburg Air Force Commission canceled their Young Eagles event, which has caused quite a bit of heartburn.
Why did they do that?
They rescheduled. They weren't told in time. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't.
How long? We need an airport. We need a runway, and how are we going to? Never mind.
Yeah, of course, the people speaking to me about this, there was quite a bit of heat. So that's about the only light I can offer. Is somehow they got their nose out of joint because they weren't given enough advance notice.
Okay. Well, we've heard stuff like that at other airports. Or another airport in this state, where I guess the some members of the airport commission thought that light airplanes were dangerous.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I won't mention the airport by name, but
yes, I was part of that conversation.
So yeah. What did they think they were doing then?
specifically said, you know, airplanes are dangerous and we would not allow them at the airport except we have to.
Wow.
Awesome.
I that was almost word for word.
Wow.
That's a new answer.
A former mayor.
Since then, the commission for that particular airport is, you know, they changed out a lot of personnel. And, you know, they have a pro aviation group over there now.
That's a good trend shift.
Any more public comments this evening? Director's comments. Well, I'll start with Brian.
Done.
Yeah, I don't have much to add to the party this month, but, you know, thank you again for the kind words, Wes.
Mm.
David?
Thanks for handling the helicopter, guys. You know how those helicopters are.
Dangerous.
Yeah. No, it was good. I'm glad it was relatively minor, even though the helicopter's a wreck. But hey, maybe this outfit on the field can probably use the pieces of it.
Not to be altering.
But he's already been.
You're not going to use that anymore, are you?
I'm vegan.
Salvage outfit's going to
get it.
Mm-hmm. Nothing more, just continual kudos and thanks to the crew for keeping a smooth ship running.
And Jessica?
Yeah, I'll second that comment. Thanks to Chris and the team, Susan and Alvin and Joe, just keeping things running, and of course, Nick and Gail Associates for helping us with all the projects. So, you make our job very easy. Thank you all very much. And I just want to wish everybody a happy summer that's coming up in the next week. So hopefully I'll see you soon and we can do some flying.
Okay. Thank you, Jessica. So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Okay. Okay, and that'll be a roll call vote again. Chris?
Chairman Woods?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Law?
Yes.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Yes.
Secretary Holland?
Yes.
Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you.